kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
May peraan.
May peraan.
Welcome to My Peraan, Tampok, ang mga kababayan nating magbibigay ng praktikal na paraan para kumita ng pera. Pwedeng side hustle o racket, investment, negosyo at iba pa. Kilalanin natin ngayon ang kababayang mula sa Sydney. Nagtayo ng online clothing shop para sa mga bata.
I had a good upbringing. I grew up in Southwest Sydney, and despite losing my dad at a young age, my mom did her very best to raise my sister and I as a single mom. Yeah, she not only lost her husband, but she also didn't have any relatives here, any family. Her parents had passed before I was even born, and all her siblings were and all are still currently in the Philippines. So she was really all alone. I think she really had to lean on support from friends in her Filipino community at the time. My sister and I attended Catholic schools, and she remained the breadwinner of her family in the Philippines. So she really had to work full time. And yeah, so my sister and I, we have an 8-year age gap. So she would commute to her high school while I was still in primary school. My mom would drop me at a family friend's house, and it would be my friend's, her mom or her Lola taking us to school and picking us up from school. And so my mom would pick me up when she finished work, and that was the setup for many years. So yeah, grateful to that family for helping my mom out during those times, those years.
Iyan ang tinig ni Lea Villanueva na taga Southwest Sydney. Solo man siyang inilagaan ang kanyang nanay, pero ramdam niya ang pag-aaruga at pagmamahal mula sa mga kapwa Pinoy na nakaalalay sa kanyang ina.
Friends in the Filipino community really became like family to us during that season of our life, helping us celebrate birthdays, Christmases, different family, you know, gatherings or Filipino community events. Yes, I have very like many fond memories of Filipino parties, which is always a fun time. We've had the titas in their corner, you know, laughing, chatting, the titos in their corner, karaoke going, and yeah, all the kids playing together. Yeah, and then within my own household, my mom, I exposed us to the culture in, you know, through different many ways. I remember we'd attend our local Filipino store at the time and hire those like DVDs of like different movies and teleseries, and we would bond over that on our weekends and spare time. Also through the music, my mom owned little cassette tapes of like Sharon Cuneta, Regine Velasquez. So I grew up listening to the music. And of course, the language. My mom only ever really spoke to us in Tagalog. So I was able to, you know, as far back as I can remember, I've always understood the language. And then of course, through the food that the delicious cooking my mom would make for us.
Dahil nahahanay sa arts ang hilig ni Lea, maging ang unang negosyong naisip niya ay nalilinya dito.
Always been a creative. My sister and I own a photography business together. We've had that for 10 years. I do event styling, doing backdrops, balloons. I do that on the side as well. So it was only a matter of time before my next creative project.
Pero dahil malakas ang impluwensya ng pagiging Filipino, pinasok niya ang bagong negosyo. Sinimulan niya ito nitong Hulyo lang.
This idea, and it was definitely with the intention to represent the culture that I'm, you know, so proud of for myself, for my children. So I started looking more into it to see if something of this idea already existed or was out there for Filipinos. And yeah, I couldn't really find anything. I came across some really awesome Filipino brands with really cool streetwear, but I struggled to find anything like this concept for kids. And so, yeah, so I created By Lea, and yeah, when I think of who By Lea and, you know, the pieces are for, it's so broad. It's for people like myself who, you know, don't look Filipino, but identify as one and is proud to be one. It's for our children who would like to stay connected to their roots growing up here in Australia. Proud Filipino and non-Filipino, I think it's very inclusive with the colors. So even if, you know, they just like the style, the designs, meanings, it's for them too. It's for...
Para sa mga bata ang damit na kanyang binibenta online. Nakatatak ang iba't ibang Filipinong salita gaya ng kumusta. Inabot ang paunang kapital ng 15,000 AUD. Sakop nito ang samples ng damit, shipping fees, public liability insurance. Pati na rin ang packaging at ang pag-outsource ng mga tutulong sa pag-aasikaso ng email. Liban pa ang monthly subscriptions para sa website at workspace email. Ayon kay Lea, bukod sa pagmamalaki ng pagiging Filipino, koneksyon ang nais niyang lumaganap kasabay ng kanyang produkto.
What I want for everyone to feel when wearing it is one, pride, and I also want two, for it to bring connection. When I thought of what word to put on this signature piece, like there was no other option than kumusta. It's a conversation starter. It's the way how conversation starts, how we say hello, how we say how are you. And that's what I hope it brings when people wear it. The opportunity to connect, to start conversation, and to meet someone new. Like not only to find out more about the brand, but to find out more about each other. And that's exactly what happened when my little one was wearing her shirt a few weeks back. A fellow Filipina spotted it. I think being that pieces and the colors are so unexpected to be tied to the Filipino culture, it's when someone sees it, it's really like an eye-opener, like, oh, what's, you know, is that Filipino? Like, and she started questioning, oh, is this a Filipino brand? And then she instantly started following. We happened to have two mutual people that we knew. It was just really lovely to meet someone new, to have this conversation started. Yeah, that's what I hope for it to bring to others, connection.
Dagdag ni Lea, tila mas nabibigyan na ng pansin ang kulturang Filipino ngayon kumpara dati. Hindi lang sa pananamit, maging sa pagpapakilala ng pagkaing Pinoy, bagay na ikinatuwa niya.
Something to be proud of. I think before it was really hard to come across and it wasn't something proudly put out there. So I think it's really nice and it's so good that it is becoming, you know, something that is emerging. And even like with Filipino restaurants, I think a lot of other cultures is so easy to come by and it's really popular. Whereas Filipino restaurants was not something really before something that was out there or easy to find. And so now it's really cool to see, you know, it becoming more popular, having their own modern take to it. And yeah.
Ang pagpapalawig at pag-uugnay ng kulturang Filipino sa pananamit ang isa sa mga pangunahing layunin ng negosyo niyang By Lea. Sa kalaunan, pangarap niyang makatulong sa mga kababayan sa Pilipinas.
One of my early goals, like that I've instantly had in my head, is I really love to work with a charity in the Philippines. I think one day things were to do well, I'd really love to do that, to be able to help do some sort of community work that would be helpful towards somewhere in the Philippines. Something else, I guess, from that I've taken from the culture through visits from the Philippines that I've had multiple now, just also that having that perspective that I've gained from those experiences is seeing how majority of the people live there. They also, you know, don't have as much as we do here. And I think here it's easy to want more. Whereas if ever I feel overwhelmed by that, I instantly am humbled and grounded when I think about just that perspective of not having much, but remaining content and happy. So that's also something that I'd love for my children to live by, just being content.
Mapapakinggan itong podcast sa www.sbs.com.au/Filipino. Tandaan, huwag ma-stress sa pera. Matuto mula sa iba dito sa May Peraan.
May Peraan.
May Peraan.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment. Sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.